Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow 4:21, Pretoria 7:22, and Mbombela 11:22.
Traffic is a nightmare this afternoon, both directions on the Mike 1 through Melrose Arch, both directions between Galilee's and Geldenhuys, both directions on the R59 trying to get up into the Reading Interchange, and both directions through the Buccleuch Interchange in Allendale at the moment are a nightmare.
Cheslin Kolbe's return to the training camp, a major boost for the boxer, and Rafa Nadal set to miss Wimbledon in order to focus on the Olympics.
The National Freedom Party, or the NFP, has confirmed it will form part of the Government of National Unity, which includes the ANC, DA, IFP and Patriotic Alliance. The party says it will also form part of the ANC-led coalition in KwaZulu-Natal. President Ivan Barnes spoke at a media briefing in Durban.
The question is, where does the NFP stand? We wish to announce that the NFP supports and subscribes to the formation of the Government of National Unity at the national level and the Government of Provincial Unity in KwaZulu-Natal.
Meanwhile, Media24 has confirmed its restructuring plans, which will see the closure of mainstream newspapers, including City Press, Beeld Rapport and Daily Sun. Cliff Shiko has more.
In a short statement, Media24 said it continuously reviews its operations to protect viability and long-term sustainability as it transitions to an increasingly digital media landscape. Financial losses, rising distribution costs, declining advertising revenue, and a shift to online readership are some of the reasons cited for the move. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
And while acknowledging that advertisers are ditching print for digital platforms, Media Monitoring Africa's William Bird says merely shifting print publication to online platforms is not necessarily the answer.
The problem with digital, of course, is that it doesn't make you money because the overwhelming majority, you know, more close to 90%, is taken by Google and the other social media platforms. Digital is in a way to sustain these things. So you've got news entities that we need more of, ironically, becoming increasingly unsustainable.
And after 100 days as Gauteng's police commissioner, Tommy Mtobeni spoke to the media on progress made. He spoke to the SABC and said there's no room for those accused of fraud, murder, corruption or rape.
We deal with corruption or uproot corruption, and then with the members, those who are involved, we have arrested 51 members for the South African Police Service, of which 12 have been discharged. And there are 5 of them is for corruption, 2 is for fraud, 1 is for murder, 1 is for rape.
And moving abroad, some Gazans have criticized the group Hamas, which rules the besieged and conflict-ravaged Palestinian territory in Gaza, for failing to end the war with Israel that has devastated their lives. According to Allah, who is 67 years old, Hamas led the Palestinian people into a war of annihilation. I'm Marlene Frischier. More news at 6.
All the music you love. All the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
Take my breath.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
Come on, dance for me. On the station,
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.